Well, we went and I did a little research here, folks, and I found, you know, the Republican attack machine, quote-unquote, went after Al Gore pretty good in 2000, and his negatives were not nearly as high as Mrs. Clinton's. And then in 2004, the so-called Republican attack machine went out after John Kerry, who served in Vietnam. And his negatives didn't score nearly as high as Mrs. Clinton's do. By the way, the attack machine, as she calls it, is simply the truth squad. All we do is get the truth of these people out there. The thing about these Democrats, especially Mrs. Clinton, is when you call them on their facts and how they're wrong about things, they consider it an attack. You know, you wish there were an attack machine in the Republican Party, don't you? So I think, as I said earlier, I think she's getting ready to run against Rudy. I think that's what they think, or who they think the nominee on our side is going to be, and I think they want to. So, in the meantime, Rove is out there trying to alert everybody to just what her record is, and by the way, her incompetence is the hidden message, and then the drive-bys, they are just, nobody criticizes Hillary. Well, they don't know what to do with this. This is unprecedented. Well, you might say, Michelle Obama and Mrs. Edwards are out there criticizing her, but see, I finally figured this one out, too. You can't hit the girl. You can't hit the girl. And for Edwards and Obama to go out there and criticize Hillary, she plays the victim better than anybody does, and she could make real hay out of that. So they've got their wives out there ripping her. But the drive-bys aren't taking that seriously because Hillary's the inevitable candidate. So here comes Rove, and he unloads first on this program, then goes on Meet the Press, then wherever else he went on Sunday, and unloads with basically the same message. And they're all out there saying that Karl Rove singled out Hillary Rodham Clinton for criticism. If I may be so bold, he didn't single her out at all. Each and every time he has been asked about it, including on this program. And I'll admit something to you. I hadn't intended to ask him about Hillary Clinton because I didn't think that I'd get an answer. But we had the audio soundbite of the ad that she was running, accusing this White House of not seeing half or more of the population.